Energy. The Ministry of Energy and Petroleum has initiated plans to revive and operationalize the Muhoroni Power Station to alleviate the persistent power outages affecting Western Kenya. The gas turbine plant, which is owned and operated by the Kenya Electricity Generating Company, KEGEN, ceased operations in June 2023 due to technical issues, leading to a 25% reduction in power supply to the national grid. Speaking during a familiarization tour of the Muhoroni Power Station, Saturday, Energy Cabinet Secretary, James Wandeyi, said the ministry is in talks with KEGEN management to expedite the restoration of the plant to address the ongoing power shortages as a short-term measure. The entire Western Kenya region, southern Nyanza, and parts of Kericho and Bomet have faced serious power shortages for some time, largely due to the closure of the Muhoroni Power Station. We are now exploring ways to bring it back to life within the shortest time possible, CS Wandeyi stressed. The Muhoroni plant previously contributed 60 megawatts to Western Kenya's total installed generation capacity of 249 megawatts. Its closure has had a significant impact on industrial production and households relying on a stable electricity supply. Energy Cabinet Secretary, James Wandeyi, joined by local leaders during the familiarization tour of the Muhoroni Power Station on Saturday. Photo by Chris Mahandara. We are hopeful that once the plant is up and running, we will have addressed the power shortage challenge to a large extent, though not fully, added Wandeyi. To provide a long-term solution to the region's power issues, the CS said the government has initiated several major projects aimed at upgrading the power transmission infrastructure in the area. He added that the ministry is constructing new substations across Western Kenya to meet the rising demand for electricity. Currently, engineers are on site extending the transmission line from Sondu Miriu Hydropower Station to Ndiwa in Homa Bay County. Additionally, the construction of a 28-kilometer, 132-kilovolts single-circuit transmission line from Owendo to Masaba in Isibania and construction of a new substation at Masaba is in its final stages. These projects aim to minimize intermittent power outages and enhance electricity reliability for consumers. The Narok-Bomet transmission project, comprising 81 kilometers of 132 kilovolts transmission lines constructed by the Kenya Electricity Transmission Company, KETRACO, seeks to improve power access in South Nyanza, ending the era of frequent blackouts and low voltage. The Narok-Bomet line will also ease the burden on the overloaded Muhoroni-Sotik transmission line, thereby strengthening grid stability across the region. Once all these transmission infrastructure projects are complete, they will have significantly addressed the perennial power problems in this region, Wandeyi concluded.